Support for WPR comes from Isthmus Partners, an independent asset management firm offering comprehensive financial planning and tailored investment solutions for clients nationwide. More at isthmuspartnersllc.com.
Support for WPR comes from Wills on behalf of Wisconsin Public Libraries, offering access to ebooks, audiobooks, digital magazines, and more. Available with a Wisconsin Library Card at wisconsinsdigitallibrary.org.
So why are we talking about irony anyway? I mean, didn't the age of irony end after the terrorist attacks of 9/11? Veronica Rickard says, no way. She says irony's as American as apple pie.
After the visceral horror of September 11th, the thing most culture watchers remember about the commentary that followed was Graydon Carter's well-quoted soundbite proclaiming the end of the age of irony. Carter's mistake is, in retrospect, a lovable and furry kind of thing, like a puppy with that intoxicating new puppy smell. An attractive idea until it grows up and relieves itself on your laundry. Nothing that cute can last. The problem is, irony is too American a quality to be vanquished into the mist by any one event. Its roots go down too deep. We are a nation founded on the crackling embers of revolution. Americans are scrappy. Irony is to us as mother's milk. Consider the song Yankee Doodle Dandy. The British sang it to mock Washington's ragtag army, but we Yanks reclaimed it, embracing its irony and fashioning from it a cocky suit of armor, thus ushering in the birth of American irony. The problem is, irony is hard to define. Almost no one can give you a precise definition. Just ask Winona Ryder.
Define irony.
Irony. It's a noun. It's when something is ironic. I can't really define irony, but I know when I see it.
Okay, maybe it's sad to get your definition of irony from the movie Reality Bites, but we're no better off turning to Alanis Morissette. After her song became a hit, Morissette famously took a lot of flack from eggheads for writing a song about irony that was, by dictionary definition, completely unironical, unless you consider an unironic song about irony itself ironic. You understand the confusion. But it turns out Morissette might not have been so far off the mark. The Oxford English Dictionary defines irony as 1. A figure of speech in which the intended meaning is the opposite of that expressed by the words used, usually taking the form of sarcasm. The second definition, though, is this. A condition of affairs or events of a character opposite to what was or might naturally be expected. A contradictory outcome of events, as if in mockery of the promise and fitness of things. But I propose we take a broader view of irony, American style. It's more than the use of words to convey a meaning that is the opposite of its literal meaning. In America, irony is an attitude and a feeling, a little bit loosey-goosey compared to the OED definitions. It's the hidden smirk, the wink, the nudge, and maybe most of all, the delivery. Check out comedian Jon Stewart to see a maestro at work.
This is The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
Show. My name is Jon Stewart. On the program tonight, Stephen Johnson, author of the show Everything Bad is Good for You, How Today's Popular Culture is Actually Making Us Smarter. Popular culture. So there, Dad.
Irony is a dish best served deadpan. Ask any edgy comedian, producer of any reality TV show, or politician. Irony is the ultimate get-out-of-jail-free card. For instance, if American males want to see babes in diaphanous peignoirs hopping about on trampolines, they can do it, as long as it's ironic. However, irony is a touchy thing. To misconstrue an ironic remark as sincere is to be grievously unhip, unless you are someone innocent and pure, like, say, Tom Cruise or a Teletubby. The unavoidable fact is, the opposite of irony is complete sincerity, apparently part of the ancient samurai code of conduct. But if you are completely sincere, you also need to be capable of great carnage, as the samurai were, since no one wants to be told that their lowrider pants are hideously unbecoming, or that their queer eye makeover has gone badly awry. We're not a society ready for sincerity alone. And what's more, if we banish irony in all its guises, what of the things and people whose very existence is ironic in the broader sense? Like the musical Cats and William Shatner. It may be that irony makes us strong, that it is in fact the crusty exoskeleton we began growing in 1776 to protect our soft hearts, our despair, our desire, and our squashy stomachs. The armor of irony is a little ugly. It's difficult to lug around, and it makes it hard to hug one another. But maybe irony is, in the end, better than abs of steel.
Veronica Rickert is a producer here at To the Best of Our Knowledge.